I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 1st, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, so we will talk about that a little bit today. Yuval Noah Harari says that there are so many useless people, but it seems to me that he's probably one of the most useless people. What does he do other than say evil things? Does he do anything? Does he produce anything, do anything productive, anything useful to anything other than advancing the cause of evil? I can't seem to figure out anything that he does that is practically useful. So here we are. Yesterday, we talked about Halloween a little bit, and the history of All Saints Day and this kind of stuff. I think today we'll continue that. A few other things, though. A few other little things. So there's All Hallow Tide or Halloween on the 31st. There's All Saints Day on the 1st. That's today, November 1st, typically celebrated. And All Souls Day tomorrow. Those are all sort of intertwined. I talked about that yesterday. And I think it's interesting how two things. There is a Christian heritage in there somewhere that's largely sort of overlooked or forgotten or unknown at this point. But also the commingling of things, you know, sort of reminds one of a syncretic effort to, you know, just say it's all the same. There's a bookstore that I discovered, and, or not a bookstore, actually, it's a publisher. And this is one of those places that lists, for example, Christian mysticism, Christian science. What was the other? Esoteric Christianity. And Jesus Christ as a literary section. These are literary sections. And, you know, there's all kinds of other fun stuff that they have advertised. Alchemy, Anthroposophy, which of course is Rudolf Steiner's breakaway branch of theosophy. And, Bacon, Shakespeare is a subject. Dante, Alighieri, of course. Delphic Mysteries, Emanuel Swedenborg, Francis Bacon, Freemasonry, Gnosticism, Hermeticism, these kinds of things. Zoroastrianism, Theosophy. I think it's interesting also that, you know, you look at these places. One of the things that's most fascinating, which brings me back to Romans 14, is, you know, they have literature on vegetarianism. So that is interesting. I always find that interesting. But I doubt that this publishing house really knows anything about Jesus or the Christian faith. In fact, Jesus himself warned that many would come in his name. And so it's no surprise to see this kind of thing. I suppose. See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. So you have that in Mark 24, and parallel in Luke 21 and Mark 13. So, you know, it's interesting to read those things and then to see these kinds of things in the bookstore. And I really think that what we're seeing in America is best explained in terms of Western esotericism. Or Western esotericism, I guess, is the correct pronunciation. So, I intend to unpack that more. The Neoplatonic, really the revival of these concepts over the last 500 years, and particularly in the Gutenberg era, particularly in the last couple hundred years, 200-300 years. This is gaining traction. So anyway, let's get started, shall we? I was going to do a bit of housekeeping to start the day. This is, I would say this is not a platform, RBN, and this, I can only speak for this broadcast, but I feel like the concern is broader. So this is not supposed to be a platform, I think, to be used as a micro platform to beat dead horses ad nauseum and infinitum. I feel like yesterday was particularly sort of predisposed to those ends at times. Sometimes it gets away a little bit. I believe I speak for many listeners, probably other hosts as well, when I say that that kind of habitual behavior has a dulling effect, causing folks to tune out and turn off. Not to borrow from Larry, but or allude. So let's try to keep it on point, shall we? Especially, you know, what happens a lot, I think, on RBN, and listeners know, people want to listen. This is a network that is unique, and I think one of the things people appreciate about this network is that hosts not only are thoughtful about content, but it is not the same, continuity of narrative and message and consensus building exercise that you get if you listen to Nazi Patriot Radio, for example, or the Communist News Network, or those kinds of things. Even Fox, which is, you know, arguably a fascist nest of plants and so on as well. So let's try to keep it on point. Like I said, the discussion yesterday centered around the not widely known or discussed history of All Saints Day, which I think is interesting because there is kind of a deeper, richer history behind that. And I touched on some of that yesterday. So it's interesting because what yesterday represents, Halloween, is costumes and candy and parties and these kinds of things. And there's been this weird creep in marketing circles in the last however many years. You know, since the turn of the 20th century and the Bernaysian propaganda era, Christmas has crept further and further back into the calendar, you know, into arguably late summer, certainly early fall, and everything else goes along with it. Thanksgiving, Halloween. And so people have noticed that suddenly Halloween is, you know, late August, early September, you're seeing, you know, stores with decorations and things. And it's interesting how marketing is driving things. People are commenting, I think, about the CMA Awards coming up. I think that's next weekend. And the idea, you know, remember back in 2016 when Alan Jackson got up and walked out when for the 50-year anniversary, the producers decided to have Beyonce perform with the Dixie Chicks. And Dixie Chicks are, you know, controversial, but more country, considered more country than Beyonce. And the Dixie Chicks were kind of, they seem like, you know, backup singers to Beyonce. So marketing, driving things, and people need to start saying no, and we all need to grow a spine and say, that's enough. I think that's enough. So the marketing and things with Halloween is, it's a fascinating force that is tremendously influential, obviously. But I think there's more to be discussed there. So, you know, All Saints Day, also known as All Hallows Day, the Feast of All Saints, the Feast of All Hallows, the Solemnity of All Saints, and All Hallow Mass. But again, with arguably as much of a kind of a pagan history as anything, it's fascinating history. So maybe we'll dive back down that rabbit hole a little bit, since today is considered All Saints Day, and then tomorrow is the All Souls Day celebration in some circles. But tabling that for now, a couple of things. One, I believe that the unseen hand, the concept, is entirely misunderstood. You know, thinking about it, and I don't know, I'm not the person who comes up with these things. Obviously, I'm not the one staging photos of people, you know, with one eye covered or with a hand concealed somehow, some way, somewhere, or, you know, gang signs and things like that. You know, isn't it humorous to watch celebrities flash what are essentially gang signs? It's very juvenile. I mean, when you think about it, it's pretty It's pretty ridiculous. So I believe the unseen hand concept is entirely misunderstood. What I mean is, look at photos. Louis Blanc, you know, these, you can go to Wikipedia, for example, and look at the photo on Louis Blanc's Wikipedia entry. Let me go and do that, actually. Make sure it's still there today. So you scroll down. Yeah, Revolution of 1848, the photo under that section. Front is from Blanc's Organisation du Travail, published in Paris in 1850 by Nouveau Monde. Why is his hand in his jacket? It looks like the jacket's tight anyway. It doesn't look like that hand fits in there very well. Why is that? So anyway, you look at these photos. You look at Louis Blanc. You look at John Stuart Mill, Ruskin, Marx, Spencer, MacDonald, Besant, intriguers, all of them. And what do you see? You know, it's not necessarily the hand, like with Besant, it's not necessarily the hand in the jacket, but it's a hand concealed. And so what do you see? Don't you usually see the right hand concealed? Hidden, on top, in front of, you know, or do you see the left? See the right hand hidden or the left? So you see the concealment of the right. And I would say the ostensible supremacy of the left. Isn't that what you see? So does this represent the suppression of the right? Or a truly righteous path, so to speak? Not the esoteric right-hand path, but, you know, the truly right or righteous path or way in life. Does it represent the suppression of that by the left-hand path or the order of the left hand, so to speak? Isn't that precisely what Herbert Marcuse's repressive tolerance is? Seems to me. And so I think we, you know, most people have that concept sort of backwards. You know, it's the hidden hand at work. No, it seems to me in the photos of the intriguers, I think there are a lot of folks who sort of emulate this behavior who don't know exactly what they're doing. But when you talk about, like, the names that I mentioned, you know, Louis Blanc obviously is, you know, an Illuminized intriguer. John Stuart Mill, you know, Ruskin is one of the most influential figures, intriguers in history. Marx, obviously, Herbert Spencer, George MacDonald, Annie Besant, these people, very, very influential. They were insiders. You know, Annie Besant's an insider's insider. She's a hardcore theosophist. You know, Helena Blavatsky stayed at Annie Besant's house, lived at Annie Besant's house for a time. So you have the theosophical connection, the Fabian socialist connection. She's a mover and a shaker, Annie Besant. And so obviously not just some celebrity who is emulating things that she doesn't necessarily know exactly what she's doing. And theosophy is the religion of the West and America. Now, this syncretic amalgamation, this pluralistic, licentious thing that just says, hey, it's okay, we can all do whatever. So I think it's the suppression of the right hand or the right or the righteous way by the left hand. And the left hand is in view always in those photos, which, again, is exactly what Herbert Marcuse said repressive tolerance was all about. You know, people, this stuff gets lots of coverage. We need this other side of stuff to get covered, too. So there's that. We got that done. Stick around. I'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Welcome back.
Fish in the sea.
That's perfect. So here's an example of what I'm talking about. I don't know. You know, I'm sure there is something magical about all of this, but I think in view of the Bible and the God of the Bible, it's all just, you know, little pranks and wishful thinking. Here's a book, The Land of the Gods, originally published as An Adventure Among the Rosicrucians in 1887. The way that they put it now, if you go on Amazon, which you shouldn't, but you know, if you look at this, they say the text has been copy-edited by Sandy Draper using gender-neutral language to meet the expectations of modern readers. You know, we wouldn't, gender is offensive. It's a social construct, except it's not. Cover and interior illustrations, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, republished in 2022. An Adventure Among the Rosicrucians, republished as The Land of the Gods. So this is advertised. Amazon, you know, there are big ads. The Land of the Gods, long hidden story of visiting the masters of wisdom in Shambhala, sacred wisdom revived. So it's billed thusly. Elvis Presley and Oprah Winfrey, Mahatma Gandhi and the Dalai Lama, Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla, Harry Potter and Star Wars. What do they have in common? The answer, they all have been directly or indirectly influenced by Helena Blavatsky. I would say, you know, in the case of at least Oprah Winfrey, well, let's see, Elvis, Oprah Winfrey, and George Lucas, since they weren't born yet, it would not be directly. But anyway, they've all been directly or indirectly influenced by Helena Blavatsky, the trailblazing woman who indelibly shaped our world and changed the course of history. Now, Ukrainian-born Madame Blavatsky returns with a long-hidden book. But wait, it was already published. And, you know, so this ad goes on to say she took a vow of silence not to reveal during her lifetime what place she visited. She cleverly hid the secret story until the right time came. What did she conceal? I think there's a lot. I'm kind of trying to keep track lately of posthumous publishing efforts like this kind of stuff where, you know, some new revelation or whatever is added and, you know, I would just call it demonic. And, you know, to summarize, but it's interesting when you think about the possibility. I mean, automatic writing is a thing. Again, Alice Bailey, if you go to Alice Bailey's Wikipedia entry, under the section titled Bibliography, right at the top, it says the Lucius Trust Publishing Company and the Lucius Press Limited, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing Company. And, you know, Bailey picked up where Blavatsky left off. Blavatsky published Lucifer Magazine, which sounds a lot like what Pike wrote, including in Morals and Dogma. There's a television show now that is literally called Lucifer. I wonder if there's any correlation there. So the Lucius Trust Publishing Company and Lucius Press, again, this is not supposed to be a Sunday morning thing. Lucifer television show is not Sunday morning. That's prime time viewing kind of stuff. So, I mean, to talk about the religion of the West now, this syncretic, pluralistic, esoteric amalgamation, which amounts to the ancient mystery religion, that's, you know, to me, that's the real bent of the communitarian push. It's to, in reflexive sort of fashion, to keep what's working, to add what we need to add along the way until you get to, you know, brick by brick, you get to the ancient monolithic mystery religion. But, you know, to talk about this stuff is just to point to what's happening and the obvious, I think. But, you know, again, in repressive tolerance sort of fashion, we're not supposed to talk about these things. So you look at Alice Bailey's bibliography, right at the top, the vast majority, the predominant body of work is credited to Alice Bailey. Works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate it was a received work. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Welcome back. Let me just posit an idea. Let me just speculate for a moment. So if automatic writing is a thing, which obviously it is, again, you go to Alice Bailey's Wikipedia entry as one example, the predominant body of work credited to Alice Bailey is just that, credited to Alice Bailey, works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work. It was automatic writing. What does that mean? I mean, she had her eyes rolled back in her head. She was in a catatonic state and scribbling furiously. Which is creepy. She was not writing. That's why it's credited to her. She was a vessel, basically, for demonic possession to be able to scribble through her. And so if that's a thing, what else is going on? Is that what Jordy Rose is talking about when he says this giant black box is like an altar to an alien god? How much of this kind of influence is at work in AI? My speculation is that there is no such thing as the super intelligent general AI. its demonic influence, and that what we are seeking to build, you know, what DARPA is building with self-regenerative skin and all that kind of stuff that they've been doing for decades now, has more to do with what I'm talking about now than soldiers or, you know, that kind of stuff. So what if the automatic writing is more prevalent and has become more prevalent in recent centuries than we realize? I really think it's interesting. When you start at about Johannes Gutenberg around 1450, within 50 to 75 years, all of a sudden we have all of these things happening by the turn of the 16th century, you know, as I think it was Fred and I were discussing, I think last week, you know, so many folks, all of a sudden these things are happening. There's this explosion of Reformation and sort of a, you know, a religious revolution, if you will. And I don't think it's any coincidence that you have, as kind of coming along the same lines as Hayek points out in The Road to Serfdom, the socialist influence, the, you know, the great utopia, the utopians arrive. Behold the utopians. Chapter 2, The Great Utopia, Hayek's Road to Serfdom, that socialism has displaced liberalism as the doctrine held by the great majority of progressives does not simply mean that people had forgotten the warnings of the great liberal thinkers of the past about the consequences of collectivism. It has happened because they were persuaded the very opposite of what these men had predicted. The extraordinary thing is that the same socialism that was not only early recognized as the gravest threat to freedom, but quite openly began as a reaction against the liberalism of the French Revolution, gained general acceptance under the flag of liberty. It is rarely remembered now that socialism in its beginnings was frankly authoritarian. The French writers who laid the foundations of modern socialism had no doubt that their ideas could be put into practice only by strong dictatorial government. To them, socialism meant an attempt to terminate the revolution. Have we been seeing the world revolutionary movement for the last 500 years? To them, socialism meant an attempt to terminate the revolution by a deliberate reorganization of society on hierarchical lines and by the imposition of a coercive spiritual power. Freedom. So what is this coercive spiritual power? Where freedom was concerned, the founders of socialism made no bones about their intentions. Freedom of thought they regarded as the root evil of 19th century society, and the first of modern planners, Saint Simon, even predicted that those who did not obey his proposed planning boards would be treated as cattle. We need to train up a generation. You know, I keep thinking about it. I think it would be fantastic if young people just, you know, got married and stayed married and didn't care about pronoun shenanigans. That wasn't a thing. And had, I don't know, 5 or 6, maybe 10 kids. I think that would be great. How can you say that? That's just irresponsible. No, I read the Bible and I believe, you know, I trust God over man. You know, like David said when he was asked, you know, basically, what do you want? Do you want God's judgment or man's mercy? And David said, God's judgment is always more merciful than man's mercy. And that's paraphrasing, obviously. But the command is reissued a couple of times. There's the command issued in the garden to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and it's reissued in Genesis 9 after the flood. Genesis 9:1, God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. But then further on in verse 7, as for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. Oh my goodness. Bill Gates says it's not a Malthusian thing. It's not a Malthusian problem, but it is. You know, even Bill Gates says that we reach peak baby already. Well, how does that coincide with what I just read? There's, you know, seems to be some kind of a disparity in, you know, ideological directive. If it's not Malthusian, Bill Gates, then what is it? Because you're killing people off. There was that clip with what's his name? You know? Oh gosh, I can't remember. Maybe I'll grab that in the break. But you know, the World Economic Forum guys, I mean, they basically said what everybody's saying these days is, you know, the quiet part out loud. Now everybody's saying that all of a sudden. But you know, this religious leader is saying, I want fewer souls on the planet. Wonder why that is. Why fewer souls? Why fewer children born? I really believe that children born are kind of a slice of heaven. It's heaven on earth. And, you know, why through COVID were churches prevented from gathering, even in the parking lot, to pray? Can't gather in the parking lot? Are you kidding me? What's going on there? That's, to me, that's, you know, that starts to get pretty obvious what is going on there. These are faithful folks, and to me, it's pretty obvious that Brother Noah Hutchings was right. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. So, to that extent, I want to just maybe give you a little something. I was going to dive into the cesspool of news and stuff, but you know, I've talked lately about this influence. So this advertisement mentions, as I said, you know, the advertisement for the republication of Blavatsky's, if we can even call it that. Maybe it's accredited work, maybe it's not hers. I would suspect, actually, that they're all really influenced in a particular way. So I would say they all should be called credited works when these people write anything. But, you know, The Land of the Gods originally published as An Adventure Among the Rosicrucians back in 1887. Republished, now it says, you know, it's the advertisement says Elvis Presley, Oprah Winfrey, Mahatma Gandhi, and the Dalai Lama, Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla, Harry Potter and Star Wars, all directly or indirectly influenced by Helena Blavatsky and the demons that influenced her. They call them the Masters of Wisdom or Ascended Masters or whatever, but they're demons. It's interesting. You know, you see the esoteric symbolism, and people want to conflate this with a Christian message. C.S. Lewis is one. Remember when Norm MacDonald had that little dust up? Well, J.K. Rowling is a Christian, and I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we need to define terms. And the mystical, esoteric, alchemical, hermetic, Kabbalistic, that's not Christianity. But that's the influence today at work. So J.K. Rowling, C.S. Lewis, you know, again, George MacDonald, the author of Lilith. He wrote Lilith. Very influential. You know, even my man, Oswald Chambers, said something to the effect of, well, you know, the problem with the world today is that we're not reading George MacDonald. Yikes. So, you know, all of these guys, very pervasive influence, Swedenborgian influence. You know, like I said, the fundamentalist Baptist controversy is sort of an emblematic example of Ezra Pound's, you know, statement on the technique of infamy. So this is the battlefront. This is the Western battlefront. You could maybe call it the Western Christian battlefront, but really it's the Western battlefront of the modern Western world. It's what I keep, you know, referring to meta schematizo Strong's G3345, which is meta and schema. That's where the battle is. It's not the direct attack, because the theosophical contingent, the anthroposophical contingent, the hermetic, Kabbalistic, Gnostic contingent is not averse to quoting scripture. In fact, you know, it fits well with some of the name it, claim it, law of attraction stuff. Oh man, these verses, these fit in really well. The question is, who is in charge? Where's the thing that I read? The summary of this, you know, and this whole kind of idea of the order of the left hand, and the left-hand path. The concept is, oh gosh, what is it? I forget. There are two, it boils down to two things. I don't have to find that. But, you know, it boils down to elevating the self as God. Two main principles. That's what it is. Stephen Flowers, Lords of the Left-Hand Path, Forbidden Practices and Spiritual Heresies. So, Here's from the book description. Flowers explains that while the right-hand path seeks union with and thus dependence on God, the left-hand path, and that's disingenuous too, you know, because then you get into this whole black illuminists and white illuminists, or, you know, black magic and white magic and witchcraft, which is hogwash. It's all magic. It's all an abomination according to the Bible. Anyway, that aside, Flowers explains that while the right-hand path seeks union with and thus dependence on God, the left-hand path seeks a higher law, quote-unquote. Yeah, right. Based on knowledge and power. Based on knowledge and power. Interesting. So knowledge and power. So that's the Gnostic influence, and I would say particularly Nietzschean in nature. Things that guys like George Bernard Shaw would say, you know, man and Superman, the unreasonable man, the future belongs to the unreasonable man. It is the way of self-empowerment and true freedom, true freedom. Yeah, right. Again, he whom the sun sets free is free indeed. And like Peter said, by what a man is overcome by this, he is enslaved. Continuing, beginning with ancient Hindu and Buddhist sects and moving westward, he examines many alleged left-hand path groups, including the cult of Set, the Yazidi devil worshippers, the Assassins, the Neoplatonists, the Hellfire Club, the Bolsheviks, the occult Nazis, and several heretical Sufi, Zoroastrian, Christian, and Muslim sects. Following a carefully crafted definition of a true adherent of the left-hand path based on two main principles. Here they are. You ready? Two main principles. Self-deification. You shall not surely die the day you eat of it. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil, right? Knowledge and power. Knowledge is power. That's Genesis 3:5. So following a carefully crafted definition of a true adherent of the left-hand path based on two main principles, self-deification, you shall be as gods, and challenge to the conventions of good and evil. You know what? In Copernican revolution sort of fashion, we can overturn this, and we can call good evil and evil good. But like we read in Isaiah, woe to them who call good evil and evil good. The author analyzes many famous and infamous personalities, including H.P. Blavatsky, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, or von Hahn, I think was her maiden name, from a wealthy aristocratic family. You know, she travels the world, daddy sending her money, and, I mean, that's a whole different discussion. Faust, not Goethe, but the actual Faust. The Marquis de Sade, Austin Osman Spare, Aleister Crowley, Gerald Gardner, Anton LaVey, and Michael Aquino, and reveals which occult masters were lords of the left-hand path. Flowers shows that the left-hand path is not inherently evil, but part of our heritage. and our deep-seated desire to be free, independent, and in control of our destinies. Right. I will be as God. Self-deification. Deep-seated desire to be free, independent, and in control of our destinies. Right. Genesis 3:5. That deception works so well. Here it is. All these many thousands of years later. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the front line of the battle in Western society. Plain and simple. And so the meta and the schema combined, the medium is the message, it's the pervasive strong delusion of syncretic pluralism normalized. Gnostic, theosophical, pseudo-intellectual. Even Gary Kahr wrote about the pseudo-intellectual influence back in the 90s. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
I'm telling you, this is Battlefront. This is where it's at. All of these names that have been revered in Western culture. All of these folks, you know, I'll just give you some names in this segment. I could go on and on, but you know, Baudelaire, Swedenborg, Henry James Sr., William James, obviously, Herman Melville, Honoré de Balzac, Immanuel Kant, Levator, Goethe, the poets and the, you know, what's the club? I forget now, that Dickens and everybody else belong to. I'll find that maybe in the next segment. Maybe it's valuable. Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, Whitman, William Blake. I mean, you go down through history, Jacob Bohm, Rousseau, Fichte, you know, Goethe, Fichte, Hegel, Schelling, Bolzano, Bernard Bolzano, Schopenhauer, Comte, Auguste Comte, Mill, again, John Stuart Mill, Schmidt, a.k.a. Stirner, Max Stirner, Karl Marx, obviously, Friedrich Engels, John Ruskin, Herbert Spencer, Robert von Zimmermann, George MacDonald, Helena Blavatsky, William James, like I said, Nietzsche, Thomas Edison, Annie Besant, Charles Webster Ledbetter, C.W. Ledbetter, Freud, Tesla, Shaw, George Bernard Shaw. You know, it's interesting. Well, Rudolf Steiner, John Henry McKay, Einstein, Bertrand Russell, Carl Jung. I'll come back to him. Teilhard de Chardin, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. You know, Wittgenstein is a sad case to me. Charles Darwin. It's fascinating how, you know, I mean, Helena Blavatsky wrote about this concept called Ariosophy, for example. You know, these people, they're the original racists. This is sort of where this term comes from in these dining clubs and reading clubs and things. And so those names that I mentioned, that's you know, part of the hardcore contingent through the 18th and 19th century. They had refined all of these terms in their little back channel discussions, and then they're brought out into public view. So you read some of the things that Blavatsky wrote about, like the Ariosophy stuff, they're the original racists, but we're supposed to be, oh no, this is, so it's ironic to me, Blavatsky writing about Ariosophy, but for example, you know, Oprah Winfrey is influenced by Helena Blavatsky. It's kind of like saying, you know, Oprah Winfrey is Margaret Sanger's biggest fan. You know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, that's the world we live in. It's crazy. And it's going more insane by the minute. But don't jump on it. We'll be right back.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.